This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. We're learning more about the tragic shootings yesterday at UNC Charlotte. Two people were killed, four were injured. At a news conference in Charlotte this afternoon, Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Chief Kerr Putney said one of the victims may have kept the incident from becoming worse. Putney said 21-year-old Riley Howard tackled the gunman before Howard himself was shot and killed.
But for his work, the assailant may not have been disarmed. Unfortunately, he gave his life in the process. But his sacrifice saved lives.
19-year-old Ellis Pallier was also killed in the attack. Police arrested former UNCC student Tristan Andrew Terrell. He's been charged with 2 counts of murder, 4 counts of attempted first-degree murder, and 4 counts of assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill. Authorities say they have not determined a motive for the shootings, but they say the gun that was used in the killings was purchased legally. Authorities say Terrell does not have a criminal record in North Carolina or Texas, where he lived before moving here. The alleged shooter is scheduled to appear in court tomorrow afternoon. 4 people were injured in the attack. 3 remain hospitalized. University Chancellor Phil Dubois said one of the survivors is scheduled to graduate this week.
One of the people receiving their degree this week is Emily Haupt, one of the victims and one of the injured. And we're delighted she'll be there to go across the stage.
Earlier today, I spoke with reporter Sarah D'Elia from public radio station WFAE in Charlotte, and I asked her what else we know about the shootings yesterday.
We do know the identity of the shooter, Tristan Andrew Terrell, and he's been taken into custody. He's facing multiple charges, 2 counts of murder, 4 counts of attempted murder, and 4 counts of assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill. And we also know that he has a hearing tomorrow that we'll be covering as well.
Certainly there was confusion, chaos in the immediate aftermath, and a team from WFAE, your reporter, spoke with a number of students on campus, including Casey Jacobson.
They were screaming, someone was shooting. Sounds like one of the girls that was in there had a bullet graze her face from what it looked like. There was blood on the side of her face. We didn't know what it was.
Casey Jacobson, a student at UNC Charlotte, last night talking with WFAE reporter Sarah D'Elia. Now, when is the university, do we know, when is the campus going to return to regular operation?
So UNC Charlotte has, they've delayed exams through Sunday, so students will still have to take their exams. We've heard that they're going to be working with students. Obviously, this is just an impossible time to be finishing up your semester. Yesterday was the last day of the semester for a lot of students. It was a happy day on campus. There were, you know, it was your typical last day of a semester where you're not really thinking about anything horrific like this happening. So we do know that they've delayed exams through Sunday, but, you know, students will have to complete their exams and the university's going to work with them on that.
And, of course, graduation is coming up. And I know WFAE reporters spoke with UNC Charlotte Chancellor Philip Dubois about the impact on graduation. Let's listen.
I think I counted up almost 5,000 students graduating at the end of next week, both undergraduate and graduate. And they're deeply affected by this tragedy as well. So we have to think carefully about how that ceremony is conducted in memory of these individuals.
UNC Charlotte Chancellor Philip Dubois. I'm speaking with WFAE reporter Sarah D'Elia. So what about on campus now? I mean, what's the mood on campus and what's happening on the campus now?
From what we've seen on social media, the students that have called in and asked to speak to us, it's just a really somber time, which is understandable, and people kind of trying to get reconnected where they were. We know that you know, people were on lockdown for several hours, and that lockdown didn't just end when they were allowed to leave the building that they were in lockdown. If you were a student who lives on on-campus housing, you couldn't necessarily get back into your apartment. So I think a lot of students are reorienting themselves today and probably connecting a lot with loved ones.
And finally, what do we know about the alleged shooter and any possible motive?
We don't know a motive right now. We do know that he's 22, white male. He apparently spent some time in Texas before moving to Charlotte, North Carolina, and that he is a former student of UNC Charlotte. But there's still a lot of unknowns with him.
All right. Sarah D'Elia is a reporter for WFAE in Charlotte. Sarah, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
North Carolina teachers are demonstrating in Raleigh today.
Red
Educators from around the state traveled to the Capitol to call on lawmakers to increase support for public schools. Last year, a similar teacher protest drew about 20,000 educators and supporters to Raleigh. This year, members of the North Carolina Association of Educators are asking for five things. They want more support staff, a $15 minimum wage for all school personnel, a 5% raise for teachers and administrators, the expansion of Medicaid, the return of retiree health benefits, and the restoration of advanced degree pay for teachers. Rusty Jacobs is WUNC's politics reporter. He's in Raleigh now covering the rally. Rusty, welcome back.
Thanks, Frank.
Tell us what's going on now.
Well, you heard some of the chanting. It's a raucous scene here. Sunny day, not like last year. There was a passing shower. I think the teachers had to contend with last year. But the streets are filled with red-clad educators. I've spoken to nurses. I've spoken to teachers. I've spoken to teachers' assistants. And, you know, they're asking for a lot of the things they were asking for last year. But it's not just teachers' pay. They want to emphasize that. A lot of the people, they're talking about funding for school counselors, school nurses. They're talking about increasing wages for hourly workers, custodians, people at schools. And they're also talking about typical Democratic issues that you hear from the Democratic representatives here at the legislature. Expanding Medicaid, that they say is going to help get healthier children showing up for school. And so those are some of the issues. The issues that the educators marching today are asking for really dovetail with what you're hearing from Democratic legislators.
And this comports with what many teachers are saying, which is that this is more than about what teachers need for themselves, but for what they need for their classroom, which has direct impact on students. And then if you look at social determinants like health, like food and nutrition, that's when we come to other issues that go beyond the classroom. But you've also talked with legislators, and yesterday House Speaker Tim Moore talked about some of his priorities in the House budget. Tell us what the legislature is doing, at least on the Republican side in the House.
That's right. And I want to say the teachers demonstrating today are well aware of some of the details in the House budget bill that has been released, because they say it's an indication that last year's rally made a difference. In addition to the midterm election results, which broke a GOP supermajority here at the legislature, already seeing a proposal for a 4.8% salary increase for teachers. I think there's a 10% increase proposed for principals. And one of the biggest issues is the idea of restoring the master's pay, a pay bonus for teachers who earn a master's degree. A lot of people say that's going to help get even more qualified teachers here in North Carolina. So there are some signs, but I'll tell you right now, at least some of the demonstrators I've spoken to, those are good signs, but they're calling them baby steps. And they're saying a lot more still needs to be done.
Where are we now in the budget process?
At the very beginning. This was the House budget bill. The Appropriations Committee is discussing it and looking at it today. Votes are expected on the House floor tomorrow and Friday. But then the Senate gets a chance to put in their proposals. And eventually it's going to get to a governor that no longer has to worry about a supermajority.
Well, here's what Republican House Speaker Tim Moore had to say about the proposed budget.
This state budget also commits to much of its spending growth to our schools and educator salary increases. A sixth and seventh consecutive pay raise for teachers will keep our promise to reward veteran educators who have spent decades in the classroom.
House Speaker Tim Moore yesterday talking about a proposed House budget. WUNC politics reporter Rusty Jacobs is with us. And now I want to bring in a North Carolina educator who traveled to Raleigh today. For this planned day of action, Alexa Briggs is Homebound Services Coordinator for Guilford County Schools. She works with teachers who provide in-home education for students who aren't able to come to school for physical or mental health reasons. And she also worked for 5 years as a special ed teacher. Welcome, Alexa.
Thanks, Frank.
How are things going? Were you at the rally last year?
I was.
So how do things compare, and how do things seem to be going at the moment for you?
I was really excited to lead a bus full of educators from my local in Guilford County last year, and I did the same this year. I think that our energy today was up even higher than last year. There's some things that have really brought us hope and have made us see that what we did last year made a difference. So that's really encouraging to us as we are working for the schools that our students deserve. So I'm excited to be here. The energy on my bus was really high this morning, as well as the other buses that we brought from my local, all caravanning together to reached the Capitol this morning and marched together.
You've heard Tim Moore, the House Speaker, talk about the changes in this budget. Game over? Have you succeeded? Can you all go home now?
Absolutely not. I think I would echo what Rusty said in that a lot of us feel that these are very bare bones, basic low bar needs when we're talking about our workers making $15 an hour when everyone else who works for the state has already been granted that privilege. They're important things, but they are also not big asks at this time.
I'm talking to Alexa Briggs, Homebound Services Coordinator for Guilford County Schools. Also talked with Rusty Jacobs, WNC's politics reporter. We're going to continue our conversation with Alexa just ahead on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay tuned.